This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
All right, here we are. We are back with another host chat. Rosalind is, of course, discombobulated, trying to get ready.
I'm a mess, but I made it.
Hair looks great today, by the way.
I know. Look at this. Like, curly hair, don't
like
care.
That.
You like it like that?
I love it like that.
You do?
That's the first thing I said when I saw you come in. I was like, holy
moly,
who's that girl?
I'm going to leave it curly. I'm going to leave it natural, más a menudo. No, but mi pelo actually is much more curly, but because of the keratin and the straightening my whole life and all the stuff that I've done to it, it doesn't curl as much. So this is what you get. But I'm glad you like it.
Great. Listen, lion's mane. I like it.
Lion's mane. Wow. Oye, man. Guys, we have to apologize. Look at this little ghetto.
Oh,
he said,
ghetto.
Ella Dijo podcast room. It's been renovated, remodeled.
It hasn't been renovated. We're in the process.
Exactly.
It started. The show is starting.
Yes. So it's going to be in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a brand new lounge.
We may have some in-person
he
guests.
Said, Ella Dijo.
Trying to get Melissa from the rookie to come on.
Yes.
We have in-person sit-downs. Hopefully before you leave town, this is all done.
Oh, yeah. I think you're going to enjoy the room while I'm going to be inside this little room on a Zoom. Sorry. So anyway, so yes, guys, sorry that it's like this, but it is what it is. It's okay. Anyways.
So we got some topics that we're gonna talk about that our producer sent over. But before we get into any of these, I want to bring up something that came up. We had a lunch with our... We share the same lawyer. We had a lunch with our lawyer and family the other day, and they'd heard the podcast, and we were talking. I know in the last podcast we talked about all this, like, cheating scandals and things that happen with groupies and this and that, and whether it's in sports or whatever. And we were made aware of something that I did not see in the news cycle. But I couldn't believe this. Did you know? Well, you were there, but I mean, could you believe it? So supposedly, Drake hooked up with some girl.
Are we supposed to talk about this?
Like, I don't know.
Are we going to get in legal problems?
This is what they told us. It was in the news or something. That Drake hooked up with some girl, got done hooking up, went to the bathroom, pulled off the jimmy, tied it up, put it in the trash. The girl then goes into the bathroom to go use the bathroom and lets out a giant scream. And apparently, I guess what celebrities are now doing, or I guess are taught to do, is that you have to destroy all evidence of your living sperm. So Drake, before tying up the condom, put hot sauce in the condom to kill all the living sperm. And the girl, and I guess this is common, they take like a little turkey baster or something and they suck up the sperm out of the condom and try to put it up inside like an AI.
I don't think that's
possible. To try to get pregnant from a celebrity's sperm.
No,
and
Eric,
she did it, and there was hot sauce in the sperm, so she yelled because it started burning. My mind is blown. You don't think it's real?
No.
But why did it come out in the news feed?
Anything can come out in the news.
Oh, man.
Cholula. Le puso cholula.
But first of all, wouldn't the sperm look red? So he must have used like
That's
a habanero.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense.
Something that was a little lighter in color.
No, like greenish sperm. Like that would show the girl that sperm is
Cholula's
like contaminated.
Bright red.
Llena de hongo y fungus and shit.
Or she
like,
just
don't put
didn't
that
pay
inside
attention
your
to it. She
cherry.
Did it so fast. She burnt up her chair.
I don't believe it, guys. It doesn't make any sense to me. And how do you do that? How do you grab a little syringe and you...
My mind was blown. I had to share that with the listeners.
That
I don't
is
know
too
if it's
fun.
Real
I don't
not.
Believe it. But if it's true, listen, good for him. He found a way. And I'm sad for her. She has una totita caliente for the rest of her life, which is very unfortunate.
All right,
girls,
well,
don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay. All right.
Anyways.
Well, on to another topic.
That was a hot topic.
That was like a mom joke. Like they say dad jokes. You know, like that's
What
was
do you
hot
mean?
Topic.
Like a soccer mom?
Yeah,
I am a mom.
I know. All right. Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader have been secretly dating for more than a year. What do you think about this?
That no me importa.
I mean, I'm not really talking about
it. No me importa.
But do you think it's weird for celebrities to try to keep their relationship a secret for a year? Is it that deep?
They think it's deep.
I mean, does the world
care that
much?
They take themselves very seriously, and they think it's so deep that they want to... Listen, they want to keep it private.
You can try
okay.
and keep an affair a secret for a year. I get it. You don't want to get caught. But a relationship?
They don't want the media scrutiny. They don't want
What's the media scrutiny? People are going to be happy for them.
I would think so. People love them both.
Yeah, I love Bill Hader. And Kendrick.
They just... want to make themselves important. Listen, who knows?
I don't think they want to make themselves important. I think they're just trying to stay out of the limelight, but I just don't.
That's good.
I don't know.
Very unlike you and me.
We didn't have a comment. We didn't worry about it. We just, what about our lives? Not that we're even close to Bill Hader and Anna Kendrick in the sense, I guess, but we get our share of little paparazzi moments. I don't think we.
We do.
When we started dating, there was shots fired or pictures of us. I remember something came out in the Spanish press calling me Eric Invierno.
Eric Invierno. You are Eric Invierno. Anyway, so you don't care that they, so it's okay that they kept it a secret for you.
I don't really care at all. I don't understand the point. I think it'd be hard to live in secret for a year that you have a relationship. You know, it's like you're coming off The Bachelor and everybody wants to know if you're together or not. And you have to live separately, be apart. And I don't know. How do you hide that for so long?
I don't know.
Or it wasn't that hard to hide. And they just weren't getting chased by paparazzi during COVID and quarantining.
Yeah, you know, this is,
you know what I mean?
It was a convenient year for that to happen, right? Because everybody's quiet.
Next topic. Were you shocked, bummed, upset, didn't care about Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet getting a divorce after all these years?
No me importa. No me importa. No me importa.
16 years together.
No, listen, it's sad. It's sad after 16 years and kids, you know, and they seem to have a very solid relationship. But it says that distance and careers, and he was so busy and she didn't want to go with him to his many travels all over the world because he's becoming a big movie star, and he leaves and she just wanted to be, I just want to be home. So they grew apart, which is unfortunately
very
what happens.
In our business.
Yeah. But yeah, it's unfortunate. No me importa, pero it's unfortunate because I don't wish anybody a divorce or a separation. You know, it's sad when you're together for 16 years, you build memories, you build a life, and then you get into a fork in the road. Is that a word?
Yeah. I mean, look.
And you're like, what do we do? Let's not make it work.
I think those forks come in every relationship, but you know, it's one of the little pitfalls of our business. It's hard. Distance is hard, period, in any profession, any relationship. Distance is hard. You know, we talked about this a little bit when we first got together. We talked about it on the podcast before, but when we first got together, we tried to make conscious decisions to not be apart for too long, especially now with the kids. And oddly enough, later in life with kids, we've spent the most time apart in 16 years.
Because with his career, you never know.
In the beginning, we didn't have as many times of separation.
We got lucky at the beginning, but now it's becoming like, all we do is work apart. And it's really intense. It's intense, but you know what? We got to work and we love working. And kids understand. Our kids understand. You know, I think Sabella, we've been working since she was born. She traveled so much with us, that Sabella has a very clear picture of what needs to be done.
It's just different type of distance, right? Like we've been apart for months at a time, which is brutal. I think Jason, you're talking when you become mega movie star and you're doing huge comic book movies, you might be shooting for close to a year and you're gone all the time and then press and then you're on to the next project. I mean, they're probably spending lots of time apart, not just 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? These are probably huge chunks of time. And I think that's got to get tough for anybody, especially if the spouse isn't traveling. I mean, look, who knows what other, you know,
oh, no.
issues or baggage
we don't
is set
know
up before
them.
That. Knowing your partner's, this is actually pretty interesting to me. Knowing your partner's argument style can be a relationship game changer.
Your partner what?
Knowing your partner's argument style can be a relationship game changer. The past couple of years have popularized the idea of understanding your attachment style, identifying a partner's perceived narcissism, or ranking their emotional intelligence. So basically trying to figure out who the person is and knowing how they deal with conflict and argue and go about things, if that can help you in the process.
What is your style?
Well, these are the styles. Attacking, this argument style, which can also be described as conflict prone, relies on pointing out things that others are doing wrong.
You have to summarize. Summarize.
Okay. I just
attacking,
did.
Defensive.
Defensive. This comes out in all scenarios.
Okay. Defensive.
Can I
withdrawing.
Explain these? No, I don't know what we're talking
about. It takes
about.
So long.
Withdrawing. Can affect
open.
Your argument two ways. Open. You're not letting me explain what these are. Open.
Oh
that's it.
God.
But no one knows what open means. Then there's, of course, there are holy grail of argument styles, being open and able to consider the whole situation from different perspectives while remaining calm.
It's self-explanatory. Open.
You know what? That's not self-explanatory.
Okay, open, withdrawing. So what are the argument styles again? Just give me the words. Just give me the
open, withdrawing, defensive, attacking.
So which one is your style?
Well, you start first. Which is the style?
Which is yours?
Which is your style? Speak for yourself.
Let me say it again. Let me read it again. What is it again?
Open.
Open. Hold withdrawing.
On. Withdrawing. Attacking. Defensive.
Withdrawing and defensive.
I'm not going to read what they are because you said
those are my two.
Yeah. Your which ones?
Withdrawing and defensive.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, for sure. You're not open.
You're open and attacking.
I am.
You're open and attacking.
And you're withdrawing and defensive?
Correct. I don't want to talk with you, so I'm done. I'm going to withdraw because you're talking nonsense. And defensive because I'm like, I rarely agree with you. So then I get defensive because when you open your mouth and you say something that I think is uncalled for, get defensive.
I'm open, there's nothing. If I'm being open in the argument, there's no reason to be defensive because I'm being open to hearing both sides.
I know, but no, well, actually, no, you're semi-open. I'm going to make you believe you're open. That's what you are.
Oh my
because
God.
You're not really very open. You're open because you want to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and y alrededor como yo siempre dicho, pero
I don't know how we have a shot. I don't know how we made it 16 years because not only are we completely opposite apparently in our argument styles, we don't even have one in common.
What do you think is my style? That was what I thought my style was. What do you think is my
withdrawing
style?
Withdrawing for sure.
Exactly. So and I got it right.
That one for sure. You don't like to even discuss, which is that's when I become attacking. When you withdraw, I attack because I'm like, what? Let's talk about it. But if I'm open, I think sometimes you start open and then you become defensive. We need help. This is tough. This is tough. I'm a little depressed now.
No, don't be depressed. It's okay.
Well, if we can't argue together, how do we
stay
together?
Clearly, we've been doing it for 16 years. Two kids later. We have a podcast together that we enjoy, He Said, Ella Dijo, and we actually make light of all of this because we are so different that is funny and frustrating and challenging and uplifting, and we grow and we learn a lot. That's the way I see it. Otherwise, I'll drown. So I just go, you know what? It's
otherwise
all a blessing.
You'll drown?
I'm just being honest. I mean, it's all a blessing. I see it as a good thing. I'm like, you know what? It keeps things interesting.
I will drown in this marriage.
You know what I mean? You don't know what I mean?
I guess so.
No, do you know what I meant by that?
No, explain yourself.
It's the only way to see it. I have to see it con neutralidad y positivismo. Otherwise, you're going to be like, what's happening here? I'm just being honest. I'm not saying anything wrong or bad. Mm-hmm. Did I?
I don't know. I'm at a loss.
Did I say something wrong?
No, I guess we
I don't think
to,
so. I'm just being honest. I recognize that we're different and I recognize that we make it work and I love it.
Don't you think that we should try to come closer together maybe in argument style? The point of this article.
We do.
The point of this article is that.
But we do.
No,
we don't always do it successfully, but we do.
If you start to know your partner's argument style, it can be a game changer. If you try to understand their point of view, it can be a game changer. Do you understand the point of this conversation?
Yeah, I do.
Which is what?
That you have to put yourself in the other person's shoes and understand where they're coming from. You have to have an open mind to be like, you know what? Let me see what he's reacting. Let me see what his truth is, not my truth. Let me see if I can understand where he's coming from.
Clearly, the only argument style on this list that works is open. Because if two people just attack, pointless. If two people withdraw, pointless. If two people are defensive, pointless. So the only one you can actually make a relationship work in is being open.
Okay.
You don't agree?
So be open. Be open, but not like open.
Let me read the definition.
Be open, but for real.
Open
to make the other person believe, like I said before, that you're being open when you're really, in reality, you're not open.
Okay, let me read the full thing. In the open argument style, the course of the Holy Grail, blah, 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 like we just said, this encourages your partner to think about the conflict and the way you are both reacting. These argument styles are in no way fixed. The one you are most drawn to is likely to be the one you're familiar with through the adults around you in the formative years. However, the person you are arguing with and the context you are in influence how you argue too, which is true.
I don't understand anything you're saying. Just translate the whole thing in Spanish. That's too complicated for me. I tune you out. I'm going to have to read it again.
Okay, I give up. I'm not gonna be open. Bottom line is we need to work together to be open in our argument style to do better.
Let's come up with a new style of arguing. Let's come up with a word. It's called openish. That was really or semi-attacky.
Semi-attacky?
Or definishingy?
What the heck? This is dying fast.
Or was the other one awakening? What was the other
We're
one?
We're done. this is going nowhere very fast. I think we started strong with hot sauce and the condom, and now we're completely off track.
No, we're not. It's fine. This is an article. It doesn't mean that it is the law. It doesn't mean that it is what it is. It's not written in stone. It's somebody's opinion and giving labels to a way of arguing.
Well, you read it, you take from it, on couples,
you take from it whatever you want, and the rest, you go, lo desecho. And it's not that deep right now at this moment. I love the way you argue. Well, I don't. But I will learn to embrace your argumentations with love and respect and openness.
Well, listen, with you leaving in 2 weeks, we got to get all that stuff lined up. Because that's when the hard stuff comes in, when people go, you know, go apart.
So line it up.
That's what I'm saying. We gotta have it all lined up. Gotta work hard at it. What are you laughing? Why do you have a smirk on your face? Okay.
I just think people are gonna think, whoever our listeners are gonna think, that we're out of our minds. It's fine. We're fine. We're all good. Good in the hood. I love you guys. I love you. Bye.
I love you too. Bye. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.